With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched heavy aerial attacks on Ukraine for a second night. At least 20 people have been killed in the strikes since Friday. Meanwhile, political analyst Matthew Cottonetti says there have been some small positive steps in the U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia.
It seems like Ukraine is about to come to America's position in the negotiations next week in Riyadh with the U.S. team and sign this minerals agreement, which has been out there for a while now, and pledge also to abide by a ceasefire.
But Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network no one knows what will happen next. Also at SRNnews.com, an Olympic snowboarder is criminally wanted in the U.S.
There's a $10 million reward for information leading to the arrest of a former Olympic snowboarder for Canada who is wanted for running a multinational drug trafficking network and planning multiple murders related to the ring. The FBI has added 43-year-old Ryan Wedding to its 10 most wanted list, while also announcing the State Department's $10 million offer. Wedding was charged last June with murder and drug crimes. Those charges were augmented in September in an indictment that alleged Wedding and others arranged the shipment of some 60 tons of cocaine a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tesla's empire in Texas is growing beyond cars. The company is building a new battery storage facility near Houston. The plant will crank out what are called mega pack energy products. They're basically giant batteries the size of a storage container that can add power to the state's grid during times of need. The factory is expected to create around 1,500 jobs. This is SRN News. American taxpayers are no longer paying to push transgenderism in foreign lands. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. It also defines female and male as well as gender. President Trump signed an executive order for definition of the two sexes on the federal level. This is SRN News. A one-of-a-kind baseball card featuring Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skenes is heading to auction, and Bernie Bennett has more details.
The card is autographed by the National League Rookie of the Year and features a patch of the jersey he wore during his big league debut in May of 2024. An 11-year-old in the Los Angeles area found the card in a pack he received as a Christmas present. He turned down an offer from the Pirates that included season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. Fanatics Collect is holding the auction, which runs through March 20th. CEO Nick Bell declined to offer an estimate on what the card might fetch, but said he expects, quote, a very significant sale. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oklahoma's top public school officials continuing his quest to put a Bible in every classroom. State Superintendent Ryan Walters announced this week he's teaming with country music singer Lee Greenwood and seeking donations to buy the leather-bound God Bless the USA Bibles. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.